7:48 is our time. Welcome back to Waterside Wake Up. It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined today, as always, the last Wednesday of each and every month, by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, fresh off baseball being wrapped up, Beloit Hornets that he helped coach third place at the state tournament. Congratulations on that. And now you have to focus completely on work now.
I know. Yeah, the fun's over. That's the way it goes. No more scheming at night.
Yeah, I know. At least we had a baseball season.
Yes, it was a good outlet. You know, and the kids had a lot of fun. We got it pulled off safely and back to the grind.
That's what it's all about. Okay, let's see here. Where should we begin? Well, let's just go ahead and wrap up one quick thing. We announced it, I believe it was last week, but the way things are going this summer, I don't remember what day or what week anything's happening. But, of course, you sent the information that the pool will shut down. Sure. They're in Beloit, so the pool will shut down for the rest of the season, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So that kind of came about from some external circumstances, and not to get into that, but, you know, thankfully that was, you know, safely operated all summer, and I just give my hats off to the lifeguards and the pool management and all that. I mean, they, you know, were for lack of a better word, religious about cleaning and disinfecting and you know, when the mask thing came on, doing that when they were in the office when they were supposed to. And so, you know, the scheduling system, I appreciate everybody in town for putting up with that. It really helped. And in case there was an issue, we didn't have to guess and wonder, you know, who was affected or not affected, but mm-hmm. thankfully none of that ever had to come into play.
Right.
Again, just, you know, we were already tough on staff, and then when some of those events happened, we were really short on it. And then, you know, the crazy thing is, which we didn't really anticipate, I don't know how much that would affected us, because I'm not sure how many college kids we had, but, you know, the colleges are all starting extremely early.
Yeah.
It just kind of came out mm-hmm. of the blue here the right. last couple of weeks. So, all in all, you know, it's one of those deals that I'm glad that we had the season yeah. that we did, and appreciate everybody's patience. And we're all hoping that next year is really normal, because
yes.
that makes it a lot easier to run a pool. Let's just yeah. put it that way.
Right,
so,
right.
We had no fun doing this or closing it early or anything either. So,
right.
Trust me, my kids were, I thought I was going to get kicked out of the house.
Yeah,
so my,
right.
my own family was mad at me. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But,
a big thank you to you and everybody at the pool, and to all the managers and staff and the lifeguards, because we usually go in the evenings, the family yeah. swim time. It wasn't as busy, and it was a good time. Wasn't quite as hot, and they were yeah. always diligently, you know, wiping down stuff, taking care of whatever they had to do. And I completely felt safe. I know my family did too, and
yeah.
The kids loved it. Yeah, were they, the younger ones, a little bit disappointed? Yeah, of course, but at least we had something, kind of
yeah.
like baseball. At least
yeah,
we had
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of calculated it up, which is kind of the theme of about everything that's going on right now. We had 75% of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So not too bad,
which,
you know.
And some places have 0%.
Yeah, so, you know, it's one of those deals, kind of like probably what high school sports is going to be this fall.
It
like,
could
we'll
be.
Hopefully have something, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And it won't be the deal, but hopefully we'll get back to that quickly.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you ask somebody right now, you had to make a deal, 75% guaranteed sports will happen in high school this year.
Yeah,
I think everybody would take that
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, that, exactly. Yeah.
Let's see, solar. Are you working on solar?
Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of a something that's, you know, with all the craziness going on, that's kind of been the background that I and the council have been working on. Just really kind of a more of a, I guess, a long term planning for kind of our electric utility, and trying to continue that goal of, you know, reducing costs as best we can. You know, that's continued to be depressed, you know, over the last few years, putting some things in place. But one of the big things that we have been looking at as part of that strategy is solar. Solar is kind of like your flat screen TV. You know, when they first came out, it was really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, worked okay, didn't last that long. A lot of bugs, etc. And as it's continued to mature as a technology, it's gotten to the point of almost what you call like saturation, especially in a larger scale. So a lot of manufacturers, the technology's gotten really easy to produce. It's
mm-hmm.
gotten really cheap. It lasts a long time. So it's kind of one of those, we, you know, a lot of communities jumped in early. In fact, I remember back when I was a mayor, back in my young days, you know, I was getting hit up about it probably 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was just like, man, it just doesn't make sense. You know,
right.
financially just didn't make sense. I mean, I appreciated the concept, but so basically now it's gotten to that point where, you know, it's a good thing to do. I guess you could look at it one way, but it's also, you know, financially really a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we've been looking at, because basically by 2025, the way our power portfolio, where we purchase our power from, is really going to dramatically shift. So it kind of takes an old safe piece of power that we've purchased for a lot of years. And basically, if you think about the town. So you think about 9 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock in the evening, till probably about 10 o'clock the next morning. Bullitt uses a pretty base level of power, mm-hmm. you know. So let's just say it's, you know, 7 megawatts. You know, we peak at 13 on a hot day, mm-hmm. so that just gives you some relation to each other. So really, for the most part, we're about 7. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, all the nights, you know, the fall, the winter, you know, a lot of times we're at that 7 megawatts. So you kind of want to get that slotted in and taken care of. You don't really need to overbuy. Mm-hmm. You only buy what you need for above that for these hot days in July and August. And, of course, those hot days is when it's fairly expensive because it's, you know, everybody knows it's a premium. So anyway, basically what we're trying to fill is that between the 7 and the 14 with the solar, and then eventually that 7, mm-hmm. that bottom, will get changed as well. Okay. Right. So that's a lot of probably hard to follow that, but basically in 2025, by then we're trying to get ourselves set up. So kind mm-hmm. of a first step in that strategy is, hey, you know, if the solar is really becoming pretty mainstream, also really again, easy to maintain. Essentially it's almost like another power plant engine. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a power plant with a bunch of engines in it. Mm-hmm. And this is just kind of another alternative. And so you're going to see really large-scale projects happening in Kansas. It's finally getting here that'll help, you know, power, you know, thousands of homes and hundreds mm-hmm. of thousands of homes. And then you're going to have kind of these mid-scale projects like what we would do in some of these communities that just help feed the needs of Beloit proper. So so basically that's kind of what we're looking at is, hey, how can we do this to help fill some of those gaps? You know, we got mm-hmm. from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it's really hot, you know, and that expensive power, man, if we could just have that out there, the sun's on at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, and get that done. And maybe by 2025, you keep adding to that a little bit, the battery technology comes on to the point where what's going to happen in the marketplace is the expensive power is going to be from 5 to 7 in the evening because mm-hmm. there's going to be nobody that's filling that anymore because everybody's got solar during the hot part and traditional stuff in the evening. So we're just really trying to set ourselves up and make sure it financially makes sense. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think, you know, we haven't quite got it penciled out all the way, but we're hoping, you know, and, you know, immediately there'll be some effects to your power costs and to the end user. But really, you know, especially 5 to 6 years, if we do this right and do this in the right pattern mm-hmm. or in the right steps, you know, all things, you know, relative to say power stays the same, which you don't know with gasoline, gas, it goes up and down. But still, in relation to that, you could see a 20% to 30% reduction in power costs, mm-hmm. you know, because if you play that right. Now, again, if power costs double just because the market, but we're still going to be what they would have been. You get what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. It's really become very intriguing. So you're going to see some discussion about that, and the council is going to be looking at that and doing some things potentially to get that in place. And we've already owned a little piece of ground for it, and it just kind of just ties right in. The cool thing too is, you know, the local, you know, the community college and CK Tech's looking, you know, has some solar mm-hmm. Curriculum and stuff, and of course the high school's gotten really big into it. They even have a few little panels up there mm-hmm. by the high school for some learning, and so this is just going to give them access to that bigger of a scale project to get into and to learn about. And so there's some really neat synergies, things that could go on there. So
Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. So one more thing I'll ask you, and then if there's anything we left out, you can kind of put a bow on it. The sidewalk project, I mean, the sidewalks there in Beloit look really awesome. I mean, it really, really neat. I mean, it just looks nice and clean. And I mean, just talk about that project. It seems to be going very well.
Yeah, that's been really exciting. I mean, that's something that a lot of community members have put in a lot of time in over the last, almost 10 years probably. Mm-hmm. And so really that just has its roots in the Safe Routes to School program, which is more of a federal level program. Of course, it trickles down to the local DOTs. And so KDOT administers those funds from the federal level. They just look at it as alternative transportation, and we just mm-hmm. take advantage of it. So we had the plan in place, and thankfully to again, kind of the Aware NCK team and Stephanie Simmons and all those, and then we've kind of taken it from there and with our HEAL committee. And so that was the second phase, and that was the one I was really excited about. And again, that's about a 80% grant. So KDOT funds 80% of that, and the local match is 20%. And so basically what we're trying to do is not, you know, we'd love to replace every sidewalk in town. We got some other programs to help with that. But really what the big focus of that was, hey, let's get a good grid to, mm-hmm. to connect the schools as best we can.
Right.
And the great thing is anybody can walk on them. Right. Anybody can use them. It can mm-hmm. be, you know, so that's kind of the nice thing is it benefits the whole community, and that's what you see. I mean, I was up at the field last night actually just dinking around, you know, with my kid, and there's, you know, I've probably counted a dozen people using that loop already, you know, and so in that hour we were up there. So it's really exciting, and it'll be great. You know, it connects the football field, all that stuff. So we were lucky with our contractor, local contractor, and they got that pulled off. And so there'll be future phases that'll be happening. But it's been a good thing for our area.
Yeah, it looks great. Looks great. All right, anything else we should know about before we let you go until we talk to you at the end of August?
No, end of August. You know, hopefully by then I won't talk about too much, but we'll maybe talk a little heavier about the water plant. That's still something that's going on in the background. Mm-hmm. That's getting taken up to the national office for the USDA, so that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of on the big national radar to get funded, and that'll be a benefit. You know, that's a generational benefit for Beloit and some Mitchell County residents. So that's still exciting. We're still leaning on that. You know, another thing that, especially with all the rain lately, is the drainage stuff. And so we've been working on that. In fact, I'm meeting on another part of that whole plan with a landowner right after this. So that's just one of those you just keep leaning on. Sure. It's a slow burn, but it's going to hopefully take care of a decades long problem. So you know, those things aren't fixed in a year either. Right. So, but yeah, those are some of those background things that you're still leaning, you know, all the other stuff going on and the pool issue and all this stuff. You know, you're still trying to get those other things. You know, your real life's still there, right?
Yeah, so, right.
But yeah, we're still leaning all that.
Well, so that'll be good when we get all that worked out. And only 25 inches of rain at one area to the west of town. Man. There'll be a lot of rain, and some years we don't even get that much the whole year, let alone. So it's pretty crazy.
It is green out there.
The crops look pretty good if they're not underwater.
Yes,
right. Yep. Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Jason, thanks for your time. We greatly appreciate all you do, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right, see you.